And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday, the 10th of July, 2017. The birthday of Marcel Proust, born in Autoy, France, in 1871, best known for his seven-volume Remembrance of Things Past, also known more literally as In Search of Lost Time. Proust's own life story, which came out between 1913 and 1927, with the famous scene early in the book in which the narrator dips a bit of a Madeleine in some tea and experiences a memory from his childhood. It's the birthday of the inventor Nikola Tesla, born in Austria-Hungary, now Croatia, 1856. He invented the rotating magnetic field, the basis for alternating current machinery. Also invented the Tesla induction coil, an essential component in radio technology. Came to America in 1884 and designed one of the first hydroelectric power plants in the country. It was at Niagara Falls, supplied power to the city of Buffalo, New York. It's the birthday of the theologian John Calvin, born in Picardy, France, in 1509, who, in his early 20s, while working as a lawyer, had an epiphany and left the Roman Catholic Church to join the Protestant faith. At a time when Protestants were still being declared heretics and burned at the stake, he went to Geneva, Switzerland. He preached at least once a day for over an hour, using no notes. And in 1536, he published The Principles of Calvinism. Total depravity, all people are born sinful, unconditional election, that is, God has already chosen those people who will be saved, limited atonement, Jesus died to atone for the sins of the elect only. Irresistible grace, if you're among the elect, you will inevitably repent and become a Christian, and perseverance of the saints. You can never lose your salvation. The five principles, total depravity, unconditional election, limited atonement, irresistible grace, and perseverance of the saints, which spell out the word tulip. John Calvin, who died in 1564, and who, along with Martin Luther, is the most important figure in the second generation of the Protestant Reformation. Here's a poem for today by Anya Krugavoy-Silver, Woman with a Hole in Her Stocking. Such a universal female gesture, a woman grabbing the seam of her stocking, tugging it forward over the exposed toe, tucking it under her foot so the tear won't show. There's something graceful and humble about the way she will balance crane-like on one foot, cradling the other in her hand, her back bent, her face tilted downward, trying to hide the damage of the splintered floorboard or untrimmed toenail. Sometimes, while she's leaning over, a strand will float loose from its ponytail. Then she'll stand recombing her hair with her hands, repair after tiny repair. Woman with a Hole in Her Stocking, a poem by Anya Krugavoy-Silver, from Nothing, published by Louisiana State University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Progressive Insurance, committed to offering a streamlined shopping experience where home and auto can be bundled together. Now that's Progressive. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. And by Home Advisor, matching homeowners with background-checked professionals for home projects from minor repairs to major remodels. See homeowner reviews, compare prices, and book appointments at homeadvisor.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.